Jeremiah chapter 11.
4 weeks. The press did not stop talking about the incident that occurred during the Oscar 2022 awards ceremony. In a monologue, and before presenting the category of Best Documentary, Will Smith went up to the stage of the theater and slapped Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke about the health of his partner. Jeremiah had much stronger reasons for reacting violently to the accusations and death threats of an insensible person who repeatedly rejected his message. However, Jeremiah said, "God told me what was going on, and that's how I knew. You, God, opened my eyes to their evil scheming. I had no idea what was going on, naive as a lamb being led to slaughter. I didn't know they had it in for me, didn't know of their behind-the-scenes plots. Let's get rid of the preacher that will stop the sermons. Let's get rid of him for good. He won't be remembered for long." Verse 19. Not only does Jeremiah give us an example of how to react, but it also illustrates both a resemblance and a contrast to Jesus' life. Contrast, because Jeremiah did not understand what the enemies were plotting against him, but Jesus did. And yet, he did nothing to prevent it or to defend himself. His love is greater than offense. Resemblance because his attitude was a pale example of what Jesus was going to experience several centuries later, and which Isaiah had clearly prophesied a century earlier. Though mistreated, he was submissive. He did not open his mouth, like a lamb led to be slaughtered, like a sheep silent before its shears. He did not open his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. They rejected him, so that he won't be remembered for long. What a contrast with Jesus, because every time we take the bread and wine in communion, we not only remember him, but we announce his death until he returns. 1 Corinthians 11:26.